Welcome to episode 4. And with the news being so important right now and having to deliver it in an entirely new way, I thought, wow, how do we get that perspective? And so I thought it would be great to sit down with my nephew, who just happens to be an anchor of the local news at WKMG in Orlando, Channel 6. Welcome, Justin Warmoth.
Bubba, good to see you.
So you're coming, like, let's think about this. You're at home. Mm-hmm. That's where you're delivering the news. That's
sure.
That's to me, in some ways, crazy that that's happening. And so walk us through what that setup is like and how you guys are
doing. Yeah, let me just take you from sort of like the top, the chronological order of how things go. So alarm goes off at 3 a.m. I come out to my home studio, which is in my living room, and I start turning all the equipment on because I think that's the most important part. I can get ready in about 3 or 4 minutes. So I'm able to kind of follow things and make sure all my equipment is up and running. To really to think about broadcasting a morning and a noon newscast from my living room and make it look like the, you know, like it's easy and like someone's here and there's other people involved and really having it just be me has been pretty remarkable.
And what do you, so do you think after this is over, the news, how does that change? Does it just become more efficient? Does it become, mm-hmm. is it less cost? Is it?
I think the cost is certainly going to come into play. And the way that we've adapted, and I think news stations across the country have adapted, is I think if you start from not necessarily the anchors that you see, but the reporters, the photographers, and the producers. And I haven't seen them, unless it's been on TV, in like a month. And they have the efficiency of making it, it's been working way more smoothly than I think a lot of people would imagine. And yes, it does cut costs. And especially for, you know, it's efficient and a time crunch as well, as these reporters don't have to come into the station.
Right.
The photographers take their gear home and they can go meet the reporter at a breaking story, much easier than coming into the station, loading up the news van, getting everything set, and then going to that, you know, location. And with our phones nowadays that shoot a lot of the content that we use on air, reporters can go straight from their house. If it's close to them, they can go out and start recording B-roll and video of the scene with their phone. And that will be usable for the newscast that they're putting together later that day.
A story, when you look at a story, break it down. What are the parts that you need or you think like, oh man, that was a good story. Sometimes it's news, but then it's like, mm-hmm. this is a story.
I, you know, for example, my job as an anchor is to navigate the newscast with tone and, you know, just a crisp, concise newscast. And so throughout this entire process, and really the process in general, is to deliver the nuggets, just the facts of what we know, and then we give it to the reporter to tell us the story and to make us pay attention to why these numbers are important. And what I've been seeing is I've been just trying to focus on really having avoiding hype and avoiding sensationalism,
right?
Because I think people in a time like this where the news is already a polarizing subject to a lot of people, you know, I just try to be matter of fact. And if the story is a big deal, you'll hear it in my voice. If it is a big deal in a positive way, you'll also hear it in my voice. But when we toss to these reporters, a story that comes to mind is, you know, they've been doing these plasma transfusions. And a local, an Orlando man, was in a coma, and a coronavirus survivor who tested positive, went through the incubation period, you know, had to quarantine for 2 weeks, ultimately tested negative, donated plasma to be put into this gentleman. And this gentleman, after getting that transfusion, woke up and is doing fine. And stories like that,
wow, yeah,
give you hope. And
so that story is good, right?
Yeah.
That story's good. But then you hear someone say fake news, and it's not to be political, but I always wonder, like, how does that hit you when you hear it? when you're trying, like you said, I'm trying to just deliver.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my job. It's like someone's going, hey, that's fake marketing.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of,
it's a term that doesn't carry much weight because it's almost like a boy who cried wolf situation because we've been hearing it so often, but in the last, 3.5 years. So like this term, fake news, started in the last 2.5 years or so, right? And so it depends on what, like if someone calls the newscast that we deliver fake news, it does not bother me. There's a lot of disinformation and misinformation on social media. Rarely though, does it ever come from a local news station or—
Yeah, local news is kind of
right. Or a reputable news outlet like the New York Times and the Washington Post. If you look at it, it's a story that really just someone doesn't agree with. Seems to be where that fake news comes from. It used to kind of get under my skin a little bit at first, but over the years, it's kind of lost its way a little bit.
You know? So how do you keep yourself, I sort of think about for everyone that we talk to, is like what's keeping you balanced after you sort of deliver news, mm-hmm. news, like your little escapism, what is it? What do you turn into?
So two things. I think first and foremost, I have been, and I don't want to jinx it, but I've really, really been putting in the work to win Lawn of the Month, Yarn of the Month for the month of April. And every day I go out there, I scan the yard, I do a lap, I pull anything I need to, pull weeds or whatever, little guys that—
It's a little honestly, thing, I, little bit
it's
every
a little,
day.
It's the workout. Little things. And every Saturday, and honestly, it gets me through the week. And it sounds, I don't want to turn into my father because of the commercial. obviously, I have a great role model in my father, but you're turning into your parents, that commercial. I am turning into him with landscaping and looking forward all week, Monday, to just thinking about Saturday and mowing the lawn and cleaning the garage out. Yeah. And appreciating what I have out there. And we've had beautiful weather in Orlando.
Yeah, but you can visually see a yard. When it's done, there's nothing better than sipping a nice cold brew and going like, I just did that.
I think it is top beer taste. Yeah. Is post-lawn beer. It's got to be the best beer taste. That's my Saturday fix. That gets me through the week. But the daily, it is without a doubt, Seinfeld and watching Seinfeld episodes. And really, if you watch that show in a time like now, that cast and that crew, they were ahead of their time. And absolutely, no one can spare a square at this time. There's no square to spare, really, right?
Spare a square. Hey, right. And thanks for again us not living up to the 5 minutes title.
What, I wasn't even keeping track. What are we at?
We're over. We're doing the best.
We're over.
We're over.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
See you, Bubba. Good to see you.
All right, thanks.